Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. I recently had a wonderful business introductory meeting with a local organization. As we were taking our time to get to know each other, the conversation, of course, drifted to the question, so what do you do? As I began to explain our service offerings, I could see the glazed deer in headlights stare. You know the one. It screams, I really don't have a clue to what you were saying, but I don't want to ask, so I'm just going to pretend I understand and just nod my head. Being a former communications major, along with years of experience working as a business analyst, I'm all too aware of nonverbal communication. I asked the question to ease the pain of her stare, would you like me to provide you with an example of how we support companies with their change efforts? It was as if a light bulb turned on or burnt out, and she immediately said, oh, I know, I get it. You're like a wedding planner. You make sure that all the pieces work together so the bride and groom can have an amazing wedding, right? Blink, blink, wide-eyed blink. My immediate thought was to laugh. However, I knew I needed to maintain my composure and see her statement as a teachable moment, not just for the person who's standing in front of me, but really as a whole. So I said to myself, in my head, workshop needed now, so let's dive in. If you were to open Google and enter the term organizational change management, or as I like to say, the acronym OCM, in the search field, and please note the word change management is completely different within the IT, information technology, implementation field. However, that would be another conversation altogether. So again, go to Google. If you were to enter in OCM, there are over 11 million search results that would be and are available for your reading pleasure. There are formal definitions, confusing definitions, scholarly articles, OCM program offers at colleges, universities, small and medium size and large size OCM consulting practices, companies offering OCM organizations, and more images of OCM processes, maps, and procedures than you can imagine. You will see a sea of names such as Cotter, Lewin, Statter, Blanchett, McGregor, as well as major companies and organizations truly spearheading this topic, such as ProSci, ACMP, and also Change Management Institute. And it still amazes me that this specific field, OCM that it is, has been around for decades, yet it continues to remain relatively new for many. OCM is the process of focusing on the people side of change. However, if we were to get to the very heart of what it is, it truly is the process by which change is prepared for, managed, maintained, and monitored through a transforming environment. Whatever that transforming environment can be, it could be a move, it could be a merger, an acquisition, it could be rolling out a new software, it could be welcoming a new leadership. Now, when I say a process, please don't get stiff and say to yourself, here we go again with the technical jargon. Trust me, my preference and desire is to speak plain English. Over the years, I've noticed that when knowledge is shared within a specific industry or along a specific vein, the message gets lost in translation due to the use of technical verbiage, as opposed to just using good old plain English terms, broad enough to encompass all types of audiences. Okay, I completely digress on that subject. Definitely might be another podcast episode. So again, going back, process. I mean the method in which you prepare to implement your OCM activities and the process that which OCM is managed, maintained, monitored, and sustained. It's through a series of assessments, checklists, procedures, plans, and roadmaps, which are all tools that can be used to assess where the organization is with regard to the change. One thing that I like to ask our clients first is this critical question: are you ready for the change? And if they say yes, then those tools are some that we use to track how effective the change efforts are received, how well they're being implemented, and then, of course, you know, the mechanisms that we use, such as lessons learned, surveys, to monitor the change to ensure the transformation will continue to be a success. Yes, it is crucial for OCM practitioners to ensure that these plans, checklists, surveys, assessments, and the like have been completed to determine return on investment and drive metrics. However, my fellow OCM practitioners should also utilize these tools first and foremost to ensure that people understand the efforts being implemented into their organization, and more importantly, the reason why they are being implemented in a clear, concise manner. However, at the end of the chapter, people want to know that they have been heard, that they matter, and what are the ways they can still make a difference within a transforming environment. Like my new friend said, we are like wedding planners. I embrace it. We do ensure that many of the pieces within the transforming effort work well together so the project can be an amazing success. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.